Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost Sunday. How should we prepare for worship? You know, there's more to it than simply getting some good night's rest, though that is remarkably beneficial. Preparation for worship requires an environment of worship before you arrive to sacred worship. Did you get that? Preparation for worship requires an environment of worship before you arrive to sacred worship. One author said recently that Sunday is the Christian's most chaotic morning. We typically wait for the last minute to prepare for what God considers to be the most important day of the week. And if this is the case, it is hard to have a gathered assembly fully prepared and engaged in what is about to take place. Preparation for worship requires a certain dose of pre-worship preparation. Psalm 11, the psalm we'll be reciting and singing this morning, says, Yahweh is in His holy temple. He is amidst His people. Yahweh, the God who calls us to worship Him and to offer Him praise and thanksgiving. And if Yahweh is with us, should we not rejoice? Should we not prepare to come into His presence? Should we not celebrate the grace of the gospel in rescuing sinners? Preparation for worship requires ultimately a saintly and a Christian way of laughing, for God truly has become our joy as we gather together. I like what my old professor Steve Brown wrote long ago. He said, if there is no laughter, Jesus has gone somewhere else. If there is no joy and freedom, it is not a church. It is simply a crowd of melancholy people basking in a religious neurosis. If there is no celebration, he says, there is no real worship. So let us come, brothers and sisters. Let us come. Let us rejoice with the King of Kings. Let us prepare our hearts now, for we're about to hear His call. Our Father and our God, we come before You with great joy, knowing that You have become our joy. You have satisfied our longing for joy. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.